Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, live from Los Angeles. Finally, the weather is getting so much better. Fall is almost upon us. Welcome back. Got a great show in store, but first things first, it is time for Cannabis Healing yet again here with Paxton Quigley. Paxton, good morning.
Hi, Adam, and hello to all of our listeners. We have a show today that I think most people will want to hear because we're talking about sex and cannabis. So, folks, if you're riding in the car with your kids, you may want to lower the volume a bit. Anyway, a number of months ago, we talked with Dr. Jordan Tischler. He's a Harvard-trained doctor. He specializes in holistic care and cannabis therapeutics and sexuality. We got such a good response from listeners that we decided to invite him back for more of his wisdom and advice. Dr. Tischler's practice is located in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and that's another state that recently legalized recreational marijuana. Dr. Tischler, welcome back to Cannabis Healing.
Hey, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me on.
Sure. Now, according to research conducted at Stanford University, regular cannabis consumers have about 20% more sex than those who do not. They interviewed like 28,000 women and 23,000 men. And then in Canada, in the Toronto Star newspaper, they did a survey and they found that women in general use marijuana more than men. Frankly, Dr. Tischler, I was surprised by the figures. 78% of women reported using marijuana while having sex versus only 62% of men. So, Dr. Tischler, what does cannabis do to make sex better, especially for women?
You know, those numbers don't surprise me at all. First of all, they're very high numbers, and what that tells us is that women and men, but obviously more women, have figured out that this stuff helps with sexuality. And, you know, that's a really important thing because, you know, obviously sexuality is near and dear to most of our hearts, and it is an important part of being a healthy human being. And when sexuality develops some bumps in the road, shall we say, that's not a good thing for us. And so cannabis provides us with an option for both increasing our enjoyment and also, having a sort of more successful relationships when those come along. And
now, what does cannabis do to make sex better, you know, for women? What happens to them?
Well, you know, so the current thinking about the way sexuality works is there are sort of four phases, and there's sort of, you know, the desire phase, that's libido, and then there's arousal, and in women we're really talking about relaxation and lubrication and stuff like that. And then you've got kind of the orgasm phase, and then the fourth phase is the satisfaction with the event. And the nice thing about cannabis, particularly for women, is that it interacts positively in all of those areas. So it increases desire. It increases relaxation and therefore lubrication. It increases the frequency and intensity of orgasm for women. And it also contributes to the feeling of well-being and connectedness or intimacy that women feel, you know, in the post-coital state. So unlike any other pharmaceutical, you know, of which there are none that will work for women, this is an agent that works not only for women, but across all of the aspects of sexuality that could use some enhancing.
Now, you quoted in an article that you said, vaginal lubrication doesn't necessarily work for women since the vaginal area is not designed to absorb. And there are lots of products now on the market, you know, CBD lubrication products. Does that help?
Nope. That's you know, the cannabis industry making products to fit, you know, what they can sell without necessarily having any efficacy. The reality here is that cannabis products don't absorb well through skin. They absorb slightly better through the vagina because of the type of skin that's there, but they still don't absorb very well, And furthermore, they take, you know, 30, 40 minutes to kick in, which, frankly, when you're ready to go, that's a really long time. And then there's the aspect of using cannabis in partnered sex, where you're talking about in wanting to have the partners be ready to go and interested sort of simultaneously. And so you don't really want that kind of 30 to 40 minute lag time, whether it's from a topical or from ingestion. There's certainly lots of discussion on the web about making magnificent cannabis-infused dinners as part of the foreplay. And while I applaud people for making a magnificent dinner and including foreplay in the process, I think that the cannabis aspect of it is probably not as helpful as one might imagine, because it kicks in differently in a different time for both partners. So I tend to suggest vaporized whole flower cannabis because that's the safest, and also because it has the quickest onset. So if you incorporate that into your foreplay, you get both partners sort of ready to go more or less at the same time, and certainly more quickly.
Now, why do you think that there are more women that are using cannabis than men? What's the problem with men that they don't want to use it?
Well, there may be many, many problems with men, but we don't need to get into that. but my point is actually, when you look across all uses, men use cannabis more than women. So that actually accentuates the point you're making, which is that women have gravitated towards it for sexuality more so than men. And part of the reason for that is that women, in the realm of sexuality, women can derive benefit from and tolerate cannabis better at sort of any range of doses, meaning from a little to a lot. When we start to look at men, they have to be more careful. Men respond very well to cannabis around sexuality if it's a low dose, meaning, you know, a couple of puffs on a vaporizer or sort of 5 to 10 milligrams, if you know, in equivalent. But if you get into higher doses, then it actually becomes counterproductive. And, you know, what I often say slightly glibly is that for men, it's very hard to maintain the mechanics of sexuality if your head is orbiting Jupiter, right? You need to kind of be in the game. You can't kind of space out. And so a little bit goes a long way, and too much, well, is frankly just too much. And to the degree that maybe some of the men haven't figured that out, that probably makes them gravitate away from it. And there is an old stoner expression called stoner boner, which basically means, you know, if you smoke too much weed, you have trouble getting it up. And that's really too much weed, and we can avoid that by being a little bit more careful about how much we take.
And what happens with edibles? Is it the same thing for men? If they have too many marijuana cookies, they can't perform as well?
Yep, exactly. But the problem with the edibles really has to do with the fact that the lag is long enough that you may not realize you're in trouble until you're in trouble. And that's not true specifically about sexuality. That's true of all edibles. You know, whereas anything that's inhaled affects you more quickly, and therefore you can titrate the dose more readily to what's comfortable.
Now, when a woman comes to you, let's say, and she tells you that she has problems, how do you go about, but she's, you know, she hasn't smoked marijuana, she hasn't had an edible, how do you explain to people who have very little or no experience with cannabis so that they kind of understand what's going to happen?
Well, that's a good question. And the answer is I spend an hour with each of these new patients going through exactly that. And so there's a lot of discussion about what cannabis is and how does it work and what are the best ways to use it and what are the pitfalls to avoid. So, you know, that's clearly a discussion that I can't outline in our few minutes together, but suffice it to say that there's a lot of information there to impart. And depending upon the condition, so if we were talking about sexuality specifically, then I would be tailoring an approach to her needs. And that's, of course, involves all of her particulars and details, including who is or are her partners and how are they involved with each other and how does she want to use cannabis to enhance all of those things. And then we kind of devise a plan so that she can employ it with the best effect.
Very, very interesting. Now, can you give people your website so so they could see what you're talking about, as well as a phone number, so that perhaps they can call you?
Yes, we'd love to hear from people and certainly would love to be able to help people. The website is inhalemd.com. Again, inhalemd.com. And on the website, there's not only how to get in touch with us, but we've got over 100 articles, including several on sexuality, so that, you know, if people want to kind of read about what I have to say and learn a little bit about my approach, that's a good place for them to start. And then, of course, they can always call. The phone number is 617-477-8886.
Oh, good. Okay. Just one final quick question. Since the recreational marijuana law went through in Massachusetts, are you seeing more patients?
I am absolutely seeing more patients. In fact, we're growing in leaps and bounds. I've taken on a new nurse practitioner and an additional secretary just in the last couple months, and we've got a brand new office in Cambridge. We moved from Cambridge to Cambridge, but it's much larger and nicer. I don't know to what degree the recreational rules are affecting things at this point. You know what? It's been legal now for quite some time, but only just yesterday have they started to actually license some of these retail outlets. So we're still kind of in the process of implementing this stuff.
I would love to keep talking to you, but you know, time has run out for us. I think I'll have you back on again 3 months from now, and maybe we'll even have more information to talk about. So thank you so much, Dr. Tischler, for being with us today.
Always a pleasure.
Sure. And next week we've got a really interesting company on. It's an armored car company, and they pick up the money from marijuana shops, much like Brinks does for banks. So until next week, I want you to stay in touch with us on Twitter, Facebook, Cannabis Healing with Paxton Quigley. And until next week, stay healthy and balanced. I'm Paxton Quigley.